Hello.
Hi, is this Carr? Or
This is
Kathleen?
Miss Kathleen Kane Carr.
Oh, sorry about that. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. This is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care.
Yes.
I'm going to be the one helping you with the application process. We saw your application that you're interested in becoming a caregiver. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Amazing. Okay, so what we're going to do is first we're going to onboard you, and then as soon as there's a patient ready, you'll be able to start with them right away.
Okay, let me write all this information down, okay? Please.
Okay, you know what? I'm actually going to send you a text also, so you won't have to write anything down, but if you prefer to, that's okay too.
Okay, and what is your first name, dear?
My name is Malky.
Spell that.
Malki.
Wait, Malki. Malik?
Malky.
Okay, Malky, that's the original. You must be educated.
Thank you. So,
And can I have the Home Health Agency, please?
Diana, sure, that's Family First Care.
Okay, a brilliant.
Say it again?
I said brilliant.
Yes.
And I just
So,
want to put down the phone number here.
sure. My phone number is 267-551-7438.
267-551-7438. Okay. Do you want my Gmail?
So I don't need your Gmail. I'm going to reach out to you through text. I'm going to send you a
Okay,
text
that's
message.
fine. That's
Perfect.
fine.
So I'm sending you
All
a
right.
text now.
Okay.
That has three links. We're going to need you to fill out a link to an application, a link to a competency test. The competency test, you don't have to do well. As long as you fill it out, it'll be marked as a pass. And then lastly, we're going to need you to fill out an I-9W 4 form with that link.
Oh, what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. IIW?
An I-9 form, yes.
Oh, an I-9 form. Okay, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then, so those are the links that I sent you. Next, we're going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a driver's license and social?
You know what? I'm having a little bit of complications with that one. I have to go to AAA to get a camera card. I have an ID. It got lost. It got lost. I had two IDs. I'm very upset. That's stolen.
Oh,
And
wow.
I'm gonna go to AAA. I'm gonna go to AAA to get a camera card. I
Okay,
have
not
to.
the DMV.
Pardon me?
You have to go to AAA, not the DMV.
Well, I can go to PennDOT, but AAA can get a camera card, and I can get my picture taken and my address and all that.
Got it. So for now, you don't have a photo ID, but you're going to get one.
Absolutely. I'm very upset about that.
Wow, I hear that. How about a social security card? Do you have that?
Lord have mercy. I'll get another one.
You need to get another one also? Okay, how about a passport?
Jesus, Lord, I'm angels. I can get that quite easily.
So a passport, you won't need. I was just wondering if you would have a passport, then you wouldn't need these other things, but okay.
Absolutely. I went to Spain before a long time ago. So I know I can get that at the post office. I also have to go to the post office anyway.
Got it.
Absolutely.
So either you could get the photo ID and the
Social Security card?
yeah, exactly, or you could just do the passport. The passport might be easier.
That's fine. I really enjoyed going out of the country.
Oh yeah, cool. I'm happy to hear that.
I went to Europe. Oh my God, it was wonderful in Spain. I went with my girlfriend's friend, and I went to Madrid. I saw
Oh.
the art museums. I'm an artist.
Whoa,
I'm an artist.
really? No
Yeah,
way.
I do masterpieces.
That's super cool.
Yeah, my last one was the Joker and Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
Yeah, I do rock stars too. I
Really?
study art in college.
That's really cool.
Now I'm a musician.
Really?
I love music. I play guitar, congos, bongos. I sing, I talk, I dance, I breathe.
Cool. That's super cool.
Yeah, I just got some new picks. I'm so happy. But I will definitely take care of that.
Amazing. So that'll be great. So I'll reach out to you. When do you think you'll be able to go take care of those ideas?
Well, I have time today, so I'm going to do that today. I have to.
Amazing. So text me as soon as you take care of that. You know what? Actually, I'm going to go through the rest of the requirements real quick. In
All
addition
right.
to the IDs, we're going to need proof of residency. So that could be like an old ID or an old bill or phone bill.
I have it.
Amazing. From 2023 or before, just showing that you lived there, that you lived here.
Right. I have it in my old file, my former driver's license.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Okay, that's fantastic. And then
Absolutely.
We're also going to need you to get a TB test. Do you know if you had one recently?
I think I'm good with that. I just recently had edema, but I'm getting much, much better.
Wow.
I take steroids.
Oh, wow. I'm saying they gave you a TB test for that?
No. I had to get blood. I had an allergic reaction to the dye at University of Penn Hospital.
Oh, wow. So what we need is a TB test. But if
I should pass that. I've had it in the past.
Got it. Okay. So I'm saying
I could do that with my doctor.
With your doctor? Okay. Perfect. That's definitely an option. We could also schedule you into one of our urgent cares if you wouldn't be able to get an appointment with your doctor.
Okay. Well, I'll call you back, and I'll get that text, and I'll get the ball rolling.
Perfect. I'll be in touch with you. I'm here to help you. Reach out for anything that you need. The office is going to be closed Tuesday, Wednesday for the Jewish holiday. So we could be in touch later at the end of the week or the beginning of next week.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Have a good one.
Bye.
All right. Bye.